This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian yesterday and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward, and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. President Pezeshkian briefed Prime Minister Modi in detail and shared his perspective on the current situation in the region. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Pezeshkian for the continued support being extended for safe return and repatriation of the Indian community. Later in the day, senior Pentagon officials revealed new details about the U.S. operation against Iran. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, said the Operation Midnight Hammer was the largest B-2 operational strike in the American history and inflicted extremely severe damage and destruction to the targets.
Last night, on the President's orders, U.S. Central Command, under the command of General Eric Kurilla, executed Operation Midnight Hammer, a deliberate and precise strike against three Iranian nuclear facilities. This was a complex and high-risk mission carried out with exceptional skill and discipline by our joint force. The main strike package, comprised of seven B-2 Spirit bombers, each with two crew members, proceeded quietly to the east with minimal communications. Throughout the 18-hour flight into the target area, the aircraft completed multiple in-flight refuelings.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message, congratulated U.S. President Donald Trump on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, stating that it will change history. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA chief Rafael Grossi, in a social media post said, the agency will be holding an emergency meeting today in light of the urgent situation in Iran. In a related development, Iranian parliament has approved the closure of the key oil shipping route Strait of Hormuz after US strikes on its nuclear facilities. Iranian state media reported that the final decision will be taken by the Supreme National Security Council. The strait connects the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. Meanwhile, talking to the media at Istanbul in Turkey, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said he will travel to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. Amid the ongoing conflict, a total of 311 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a special flight from Mashhad in Iran. In view of the increasing hostilities in the region, Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. The emergency helpline numbers of the Embassy of India in Tehran are +989128109115 and +989128109109. The email is cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Helpline numbers of 24/7 control room set up by the Ministry in New Delhi are 800118797, +91112301213, +91112301404, and +91112301795. The email is situationroom@mea.gov.in. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has stated that the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the past 2 weeks. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has diversified its supplies in the past 2 years and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till today. Heavy rainfall is also likely over northwest and northeast India for the next 3 to 4 days and for districts of West Bengal from today till the 27th of June. And that is the end of this news bulletin.